Yeah, I just wanted to add that, of course, the Mechaber's position itself doesn't really demand any explanation, because his position doesn't present any, at least seeming problems. Why? Because he paskins that Marav is not a Hafsek, and he also seems to paskin that Haggadah, Hallel are also not a Hafsek. You know what I mean? So like, just reading it, you know, just face value, you wouldn't have a problem reading the Mechaber. I mean, he's consistent. It's that there were those, like the Gra, who held that even if you should hold that Hallel and Haggadah is a Hafsek, nevertheless you could still paskin like the Mechaber that Mariv wouldn't be. That's what the Gra is answering. It's answering that position. He's not answering. His problem isn't because of the psak of the Mechaber. It's because of other shitas that hold. In other words, the Ramah, the same Ramah that jumps in by Pesach and tells you it's minhag Ashkenaz to make a bracha by every kos, okay, says nothing over here. He has no problem with the psak over here. That Marav is not considered a hafsek. So that's what's, you know, ton beer. That's what requires an explanation. Okay. Right. In other words, according to the Gra, it's like this. The basic distinction is that in one case it's essential to the Gavra, and the other, it's accidental to the Gavra. Meaning, let's explain what those what those words are, those mere words are. Okay? It means like this. It means that by the case of the Seder, there when you finish your drinking, let's say your Sias Yayin Kos Rishon, it's demanded of you, essentially, that you remove yourself from Shasias Yayin and become involved in Haggadah. When you finish Kos Shlishi, you are mechuyav to stop being involved in Shasias Yayin and now be involved in the Maisa of Haggadah. It's essential to the disposition and activity of the Gavra that he now engage in this other activity to the absence of the other one. Whereas by tefillah, like you said, in tefillah it's true the gavra's chayev, but that the gavra is now has to, let's say mincha or ma'ariv in the middle of the meal, that is purely happenstance. See, that's why the Mechaber said, even if shkia, even if he won't have, he doesn't say shkia, he says, but even if he won't have the efsharos to daven, it's before the end of the meal. That's true. It is true. He is chayef to daven now. But that's not what the Gra means by a chov kavua, because it's still accidental to the activity of the gavra that he's doing it now. He doesn't really have to essentially stop the meal. He doesn't. You see? So therefore, this activity is subsumed and not considered a hefsek within the meal, because it's just happenstance. It's a happenstance as far as the Gavra is concerned. So far as the Gavra is concerned, it's accidental. It's not an essential stoppage. It's an accidental one. He has to take care of this thing. Okay. That doesn't break. That does not break the entity of the meal in any way. Doesn't create a Heschadas. It's like a conceptual idea of Heschadas. You know what I mean? You're not really asking the Gavra. I mean, in both cases, let's face it, the guy knows when he's davening Marav, he knows he's going to be continuing meat eating. And let's face it, when he's doing Haggadah, he knows he's going to be having Kosheni. He knows the Seder Alayla. He knows the Halacha. Makes no difference. This is an objective concept of Heschadas. See, this is like a different kind of a Heschadas. It's not about the subjective Gavra, like determining am I eating, am I not eating, that kind of thing. It's a different idea. It's objective because since it's essential that it's the Seder Halayla that I must stop drinking and now be involved in Haggadah, by definition, that is Heschadas. It's an essential idea. That's what the Gra said. So that's why you can learn both ways, which exactly, by the way, that's the way we paskin. It's an important thing. We paskin that way. We hold you can daven in the middle of a meal, and it's not taught any new bracha rishana. So that's the idea in the Gra, explaining, I guess, the sheet of Ashkenazim who hold both ways. You know, like a bracha of every kos, and not al pi the other svara. You know, because there is another svara that you know that each one's a mitzvah. I'm going to get the idea of Hes Chadas in the Dal Kazas. Right. Okay. Good. Very good.